Feingold hasn't released the details of his new bill, but it's clear his target is companies like the San Antonio, Texas-based Clear Channel, which now owns more than 1,000 radio stations nationwide. Feingold says the result of that monopoly is less diversity of music and information on the air. In addition, super radio companies like Clear Channel are buying up concert promotion companies and concert halls. Feingold says that's a conflict of interest that allows one company to control both live concert music and what people can listen to on the air.
There's a huge concern about ticket prices. There's a concern about driving out the local promoters and the local venues and the traditionally locally held venues. But I'm directly concerned about the quality of diversity of music on the radio stations, the ability of more local performers to get their music played, the alternative acts to get their music played on radio stations.
But Jeff Tyler of Clear Channel Madison disagrees. He says consolidation of station ownership has actually increased the diversity of music on the air. Clear Channel owns 6 stations in Madison and another 6 in Milwaukee, each with a different format.
We've added a jazz station in Madison, something that was never here. We've added an all-sports station, something that was never here. So I disagree that it becomes homogenized or in any way a like product.
Tyler wouldn't comment on Feingold's effort to limit the ability of companies to own both radio stations and concert promotion businesses, but communications professor Timothy Meyer of UW-Green Bay says there's always been a strong link between radio stations and concert promoters, and it's unlikely Feingold's bill will do much to change that.
Now, you can pass legislation and you can say this is going to address the problem, but that's feel-good stuff that politicians like to always talk about and never really evaluating whether it has any impact or whether it really does amount to anything.
But Feingold says his bill is a necessary effort to close down loopholes in current law that allow just a few companies to own too big a slice of the entertainment market. He plans to introduce it next week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.